With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Windsor police need your help finding a suspect who allegedly sexually assaulted a girl in a city park. She was at Optimus Memorial Park on Ypres on Sunday night. She says the man sexually assaulted her, took several of her possessions, and rode off on a bike. There's a description of the man up on our webpage, and if you live near there, you might want to check your security cameras. Call police if you spot anything that can identify the suspect. Windsor police now have charged three people with aggravated assault after a brutal beating downtown left a man in critical condition. An 18-year-old man turned himself in at police headquarters yesterday. Police are still looking for two more suspects. Their descriptions are up on our webpage. Police didn't provide an update on the victim's condition. Police in LaSalle say a fire in Brunette Park yesterday was set deliberately. They're investigating after flames erupted in a brush area. A group of young men were spotted leaving in an older silver hatchback. Nobody was hurt, and firefighters put it out before it could cause serious damage, but police want to hear from anybody with information. 110 days on the picket line now for workers at Windsor Salt. Unifor Local 1959 President Bill Wark says the two sides are making some progress, but it's been slow since they haven't met with Stone Canyon officials face-to-face since March.
You can't get to the issues and you can't discuss the nuances of language and proposals when you're doing it electronically, innocuously, via the internet.
Back in April, Stone Canyon said it was halting talks after an assault at the mine. A report says Ontario is at risk of brown and blackouts this summer if temperatures spike. It's from the North American Electric Reliability Commission. The report singles out Windsor Essex. The Toronto Star says the commission is a nonprofit regulator based in Atlanta. Ontario's independent electricity systems operator says it's preparing for extreme heat waves this summer. The Conservatives say they'll filibuster the federal budget. Leader Pierre Poilievre says that's unless the Liberals meet two demands. The Canadian Press says those demands are canceling any future carbon price increases and balancing the budget. The budget was presented in March, and fiscal projections show no end in sight for federal deficits. And LaSalle Transit is free to the Strawberry Festival starting on Thursday. Hours are extended for that, too. Loss for the Jays and the Tigers. The Tigers lost to the Phillies 8-3 and the Jays to Houston 11-4. The Golden Knights beat the Panthers 7-2 and now take a 2-0 series lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. Sunny, hazy today. We'll get up to 24 degrees. Hazy but clear tonight and down to 9. And tomorrow will be sunny and hazy, 22 the expected high. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.